Chapter 18. A week later, Elliot, Marigold, Willa, Bax, Nori, and Sebastian had a picnic in Aunt Margot's backyard. Andres floated above them, his leash tied to a table. It was one of the last warm days of the year. They could smell the change of leaves in the air. Figs showed off his Saint Bernard and played frisbee with Bax. Bax said he always wanted a dog. Margot brought out lemonade.
Elliot, you want to give it a try like we talked about?
Yeah, Elliot, said Nori. Do it.
Elliot flicked his finger at the lemonade, icing it over.
Slushies for everyone, he proclaimed.
There was a cheer. A small, slight girl appeared from within the house.
Pepper, Nori cried. You made it.
Figs, turn back now, Margot commanded.
He immediately took her advice. Back in his human form, he cleared his throat and adjusted his shirt. If Pepper had scared him, even for half a second, he wasn't about to show it.
Pepper stood shyly at the edge of the yard. Nori dashed over, took her by the forearm, and dragged her toward the others.
Lemon slushies by Elliot,
she said as she handed Pepper one. Pepper smiled.
Yum.
Margot's cell phone buzzed. She frowned and fished it out of her pocket. Hello? She listened for a moment, and her eyes flew to Nori.
Actually, now isn't a good... Well, all right, she sighed and held the phone out to Nori. It's for you.
Nori didn't understand. Her friends were right here, every last one of them. Who could be calling? She stepped away from the group and raised the phone to her ear.
Hello?
It was Dahlia and Hawthorne together.
How did the test go? Dahlia asked.
Did you pass?
Hawthorne asked.
Are you done being upside down?
Can you come home?
Nori leaned against a tree. So much had happened that she didn't know where to begin. Also, her feelings were hurt. The test had been last week, and they were just calling her now.
I failed, she said. I have to stay in UDM.
Oh, sweetie, I'm so sorry, Dahlia exclaimed. Maybe you can try again?
You have to, Hawthorne said. His tone reminded Nori of how bossy he could be. You'll have to practice harder, that's all. Harder and longer and better.
I do?
You're not going to give up, are you? Don't you want to come home?
Nori wound a strand of her big hair around her finger. Of course she wanted to go home. She missed Hawthorne and Dahlia and Father. She missed her room, her big house, and the pretty green lawns of her old hometown. She missed all sorts of things. But here, she had Aunt Margot, who liked her just the way she was. Aunt Margot got her library books, took her flying sometimes, and let her eat lunches of starch, grease, and sugar. She had Figs, who did an awesome Saint Bernard, and Ms. Starr, who was never afraid to look silly and who believed in talking about feelings. And the other kids in the UDM class. She had them, and they had her.
I have to go, she said into the phone. I have friends over.
You do? Hawthorne asked. Upside down friends?
Yep, Nori said. We're having slushies.
Oh, Hawthorne said. He breathed in and out. Well, don't forget to practice your black kitten.
Bye,
Nori said, and she pressed the button to end the call. She lowered the phone to her side. Bax threw the frisbee to Andres, who threw it to Pepper, who threw it to Elliot. Elliot fumbled it and handed it to Willa, who threw it to Marigold, who threw it to Sebastian, who dropped it. Sebastian always dropped it.
I can't help it, he cried. Its sound waves are so bright.
Nori drank her slushy and watched her friends. She wasn't sure she wanted to practice being normal anymore. She wasn't sure she wanted to go back home to Father. Was that giving up? Or was she just choosing something different?
Maybe, thought Eleanor Boxwood Horace.
I like being upside down.